squeeze in here. There's no room on the rowing benches, and this is never anything. Soft, too. I see the cargo up here is mostly cloth. Did you fought bravely tonight? Yes. And so did I. You aren't tired, are you? Oh, good. No, of course not. My father taught me to use a blade before I could walk. You don't mind if I pull my cloak over us both, do you? You look cold. Good. That will keep the sea breeze out. I know we certainly spent some cold nights wrapped up like this on the run from the king's men. But, well, then we didn't have much choice. It was that or freeze. I wasn't sure if you'd still want to... I mean, you know, when there are other options for a warmth. Good. It's only we haven't really had a moment to talk alone since we made it to the Jarl's Hall. That was... gods. Was that only 3 days ago? It feels like a lifetime. With the Earl's men harrying us ever since, and the whole village on the run, I've hardly slept more than a few hours at a time. But... we're safe at sea now, and Thor will grant us safe passage to the new colony. Good, listen to me, Babel. What I meant to say is, well, I've heard that in this sort of crisis, men and women can form strong bonds very quickly. And maybe that's the cause of all this. Just being on the run with you for the last weeks, relying on each other to survive. Ever since I found you in the woods, I don't know. I think I'd feel this way about you no matter what. Oh, you do. Oh, good. Shut up, Gunnar. I'll cut your stomach and stuff your mouth with it, old man. I think Gunnar is jealous that it is your chest I'm resting my head on tonight. But yes, we probably should be quiet. Everyone is exhausted. I am too, for that matter. But I don't think I could sleep quite yet. I keep running over the last 2 weeks in my mind. When King Harald's men started burning farms in our district, trying to force the Jarl to swear allegiance. I mean, of course, I'm not glad my father's farm was burned. And with the gods' help, I will avenge him one day. Only... I can't help think if I hadn't been running from those soldiers, I never would have stumbled across you in the woods. Yes, and then you would probably be dead from the cold long ago. I think the norms of fates are aligned. I swear, I've never seen anyone have so much trouble lighting a fire. But also, I would never have come to know you. You and I would have never fought side by side, nor sat side by side at the fire at night. I would never have trailed my fingers along your stomach like this. Farm boy? Ugh, man. Farm boy, if you don't kiss me right now, I swear to Odin I will... Farm boy, I only wish, no, nothing, just, well, I wish I could show you how glad I am to be safe here with you. If we were stuck in our own tent right now, or a private bed closet, not on a boat with the yawl and half the village. Well, I would take care of you the way a brave warrior should be cared for. Like, even Grouchy Gunnar must be asleep by now. Well, since I can't do everything I like and can only touch you so very gently and slowly, maybe I'd better make up for it by describing to you exactly what I would like to do. Well, after the battle we fought to win through the longboats, I would need to tend to your wounds. So of course I'd have to start by removing your tunic. Of course, a fierce warrior like you wouldn't have sustained any serious wounds. But still, I'm sure you have scrapes and bruises aplenty. Well, I would wash you clean, scrub every inch with scented soap, and then I would form oil by the fire and rub it into your skin until you were sleek and shining, smoothing away all the hurts of battle. And then I would climb atop you and take hold of you. Don't tell me no woman has tasted you before. No. Oh, how I wish I could change that now. Well, something to look forward to. Anyway, I would spend some time showing you just exactly what else besides tease a skilled tongue can do. Yes, until you were hard and straining like you are now. God, you're stiff and thick as a spear shaft. And then I would remove my undress and slide it up to sit astride you. And you, why, you could explore me to your heart's content. Give me your hand. Put it here. Oh, yes. Just like that. Only it would be without the wall in between us. Imagine that, your skin on mine, the fire red flickering, exploring every inch of each other. I would bend down to kiss you. My breasts pressing. And finally, I would slip you inside and impale myself on you. Oh, you like that, I see. I admit, this is not the first time I've imagined this. Those nights in the woods, the nights when we didn't dare to light a fire, and had to snuggle close, I could barely stand it. Your arms around me, but not quite touching me the way I need. God, I could kiss you for a season. I wish we were alone. I would feel you inside me. All those nights with you pressed up right behind me. I couldn't help but wish there was no wall between us. The one between my legs. Stay still. You mustn't buck your hips like that. Are you? Gods, be quiet. You're an ignorer. Here, yes. Do I have to put my hand over your mouth. Warm and sticky. I'd better dispose of this. Well, that is what I would like to do with you anyway. That and maybe show you how to use your mouth for something other than scolding me. Well, it's only another 6 nights to Iceland. We can hold out for 6 nights, right? And then, at the end of it, we'll have our privacy. Farm boy, I was thinking, the Jarl has promised land to all his loyal freemen. They say there's plenty for the taking. I will have a farmstead to compensate for my brothers. Would you like to dwell there with me? Good. Then, if the Norns are willing, we need never be parted.